The latest collection of poetry is actually one poem, and it's by our current UP Poet Laureate, Andrea Scarpino, who's my in-studio guest. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's called What the Willow Said As It Fell, and it is a book-length poem.
Yes.
When I first heard about this, you remember I joked with you about how you actually wrote it. Did you do a Jack Kerouac and just put a big sheet of paper in a typewriter? But these days it's all on computer, right?
Well, and you know, I actually wrote it in sections. So mm-hmm. I don't think I have the attention span of Jack Kerouac to just sit down and keep going and keep going and keep going. So the poem was really written in sections. And then I, at a certain point in the process, started kind of weaving them together and trying mm-hmm. to see what sections would work well with other sections, how to order them in the right way. Okay. So it was really more fragmented than Kerouac.
Were those sections initially individual poems, or did you know in advance that this was going to be one full book-length poem?
My goal was one full book-length poem.
Okay.
That's a form that I've been trying to play with for a couple of years, but I had actually written a book-length poem before and thought it was terrible after it was done, and so threw it away.
Oh,
so
wow.
This is my second attempt, and I really wanted to work in that form, but I think maybe because I've always written kind of more discreet individual poems, I had to come at it through writing sections.
Okay.
Otherwise, I felt, I guess maybe I was too intimidated.
Well, it'll have to have some kind of thread in order to link it all together. What is that thread without giving away the poem itself? Here?
Yeah, so the heart of the book is really a chronic pain experience, trying to get on the page what it feels like to live with chronic pain. But that sounds like a big downer, and I guess some of the book is a little bit of a downer. So I tried to weave in these other figures as well. So they're mythical figures like the willow tree from the title of the collection.
Right.
The ash tree is a huge mythological figure that kind of weaves its way through the book as well. I have a series of found poems that I excerpted from other texts to try to bring in other voices. So, for example, there's a found poem from Frida Kahlo's writing about her own experience with pain. There's a found poem I excerpt from professional football players talking about their bodies and the kind of right. everyday pain they live with in just playing the sport they love, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to incorporate all of these other voices as well in the text.
And there are excerpts from this book-length poem that are featured later, you know, in the next month when we have our National Poetry Month series of poems. So we're not going to read any portions of it in this case. That way, everybody listening to this interview will have to wait until they
run out and buy the book and then listen. Yeah.
Yes. Well, actually both. I was just going to say, because it has been published. I'm holding in my hand a copy of it now that Red Hand Press put together. And in fact, some of the segments of the poem don't have that printout that people are used to seeing, where you get a stanza, stanza, stanza.
Yeah.
There is actually some geometry to it.
Yeah, so there mm-hmm. are. I try to use white space throughout this book in some interesting ways. So some of the poems are left-hand justified, some are right-hand justified, some are center justified. Each of the found texts is in italics, and they're kind of centered on the page, in the middle of the page. So I am playing a lot with white space in this book.
And some of the poetry is actually kind of a list form.
Yeah.
Where there's a description at one point where, without giving too much away, all the different medicines and treatments that go along with people dealing with chronic pain.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was trying to get, and I use lists a couple of different times, and I have in my previous book a little bit too, but I like how the list can build and become kind of this, I don't know, drumbeat or almost diatribe, I guess, mm-hmm. of all of these different things building and building and building.
Yes.
So I like that as a form.
Whether they work or don't.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Are there any individuals in your own life who you used as resource material for such a subject?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the resource material is myself, I guess, mm-hmm. in my own experience. But I did talk widely with friends and people about their experiences with pain. And it's really an experience most of us have. Whether or not we live with chronic pain for our lives, we experience pain, right?
Yes.
Sprained ankles and back pain and things like that. So the most recent research I've I've seen says that maybe 25% of Americans are living with chronic pain on a daily basis. So when I started the project, I think I thought, well, I'm the only one out there, right, who's had some of these experiences. And the more I talk to people, the more I realize, no, no, it's all of us, right? It's a big part of our society are having these struggles.
The pain associated with illness or injury or psychological pain, too.
Absolutely.
Do you deal with some of that psychological pain in your poem?
Yeah, I do a little bit. I try to, I guess, relate some of the physical pain with the psychological pain and explore whether or not they're related, right? So could it be physical pain is manifesting because I'm stressed, for example, or something like that? I also explore, is it could our increases in pain have to do with environmental changes? You know, all of the toxins we have in the environment, our lifestyle changes, diet changes, all of these different things that people have been experimenting with and trying to figure out if they're the cause of this growing epidemic of pain.
It almost sounds like this would be a good manual for budding therapists, physical therapists as well.
And I hope, honestly, that it falls into the hands of doctors and nurses and people who are responding to chronic pain issues. I mean, my biggest dream would be to use it in a class of, you know, beginning medical professionals so that we could talk about some of the way the patient experiences the doctor-patient interaction.
That sounds like something that may be in your future. Who knows?
Yeah, I hope so.
It's called What the Willow Said As It Fell by UP Poet Laureate Andrea Scarpino, published by Red Hen Press. It is, I don't want to say nondescript in its appearance, but it is a very stark black and white approach to a book cover. It doesn't have a great big colorful picture or anything like that. It's plain and simple and down right to the point.
Yeah, and that was actually something I was so glad the press was interested in doing. I talked to them a couple of times about the cover and we kind of were having a hard time figuring out what the cover should look like. And in the UK, actually, a lot of British poetry collections are just one color. There may be no picture on the cover. It's just, you know, a white book or a black book or something like that. And so I finally proposed that to the press, and they really liked the idea because of the starkness of the language in the book, a lot of the white space in the book. It seemed like just having a plain white cover with the black type mimicked what was inside the book. So I'm really happy with how it looks.
Very good, very good. And as I said, Red Hen Press has published it. It's all printed and ready to go, and I'm assuming that it's out in bookstores now or very soon.
Or should be soon, yeah. Yes. I know that the bookstores can start pre-ordering now. I don't know exactly when it will be delivered to their steps. I just got my author copies yesterday. So I'm hoping the next couple of weeks the bookstores will have them at least.
All right. Be on the lookout for What the Willow Said As It Fell by Andrea Scarpino, my in-studio guest and current UP Poet Laureate. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stan.